Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. If you want to build a slingshot that brings in quick cash and sales for your business in as little as the next 7 days, I'm going to give you a simple framework that has worked for me and my clients time and time again at no cost to you. Go to factor1.io now. Enter your email address for immediate access. Today's guests, Ernesto Calari and Barbara Wardell. They are a geofencing ad agency that drives 5,000 satellite verified in-store visits to retail locations all across the nation, as well as Canada and Australia, using GPS, contextual, and behavior-based data. So Ernesto and Barbara, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Hey, Josh, thanks for having us. At least for me, I don't know about Barbara. It could be similar, but I actually ask God for help. I've been self-employed for a long time, and I actually get down on my hands and knees and ask God to clear the path for me. You know, we're none of us are the smartest, strongest, most ablest person. So getting assistance from the Lord has always helped me on the battlefield of business.
Barbara, what would you add to that?
Oh, I definitely agree with Ernesto. But also, I think having your family as support and family and friends, especially, and making sure that they're, you know, there for you and you're always there for them. I think that's a good foundation, is with God. Also, and I also think that, you know, just doing what's right for people and trying to do the right thing and growing your business that way.
Yeah, awesome. And I'm curious, one thing that you all love to talk about is the idea of being owned by your business to becoming a business owner. And one of the ways that you do that is you only message people who most value you and your service. And that sounds really obvious. I only want to talk to people who want to talk to me. But sometimes it's not quite that simple. And so what are some ideas and strategies that are surrounding this? Hey, I'm tired of being a slave to my business and I want to own my business. And I only want to interact with people who I actually enjoy interacting with.
I think Barbara can best speak to that because she has a rule. And it's about fun. You want to tell them about that?
My role is I used to work as a specialty medicine rep, and I was on the road all the time. So right now with building our business, it has to be fun. If it's not part of our life every day and fun, I just don't want to be involved in it. So, Ernesto?
I thank Barbara for that because I can be very intense. But the whole how our business actually works is we seek out people who have the same problems that we have. So we're a data-based, location-based geofencing ad agency. And what that means is that we use people's location, because location is indicative of purchase intent and behavior. We use location data to send messages or ads to people's phones that would be interested in what our clients are selling. So how we seek people out is that we look at locations of where visits are needed. So for example, you're in Austin, Texas, is that right, JT?
That's right.
So we did a case study because I love codependent. It's codependency. Do you know that place downtown by the Google building?
Actually, I think I've heard of it. Yeah,
it's right by Trader Joe's. It's amazing. So that's like my favorite place to network. It is my favorite place to run into people like-minded. So we did a mobile foot traffic study of codependence, because I wanted to find out where people around Austin come from when they visit that location. So once we do a study on a place, we're then able to find out where there would be customers come from, people who would be interested in codependent because they go to, say, Trader Joe's. And then what we're able to do is send them ads to their devices. And then when they come to codependent, if they were our client, or when they come to one of our businesses, the satellite pings us, alerting us that a new visit has taken place. So whereas Barbara's mindset is, you know, we got to keep things fun. We also then take the fun factor to the data factor and marry data with
With
businesses, with would-be clients, and then use satellites to measure those in-person visits.
And one thing that really stands out here is another point that you made here was where people spend their time is more indicative of their intent than what they say they're actually interested in and what they search for online. I believe that, and I agree with it, but I bet there's a treasure trove of data and insights behind that statement. So could you dive into that and break it apart a little bit for me?
Absolutely. So Barbara drives a nice car. I drive
Oh, we're going to start with
a
Mercedes.
I drive a
Okay.
2005 Honda. Now we're business partners, 50-50, right? Now I could probably go on the Mercedes-Benz website or just whatever car and driver just to check it out. Barbara actually has one. So if she's
I went to the
That's
dealership.
right. So now if we catch her phone in a geofence, which happens to be at a Mercedes-Benz dealership, and I manage a neighboring Mercedes-Benz dealership, I can send her an ad based on her location to come to our service center to service her vehicle. So whereas Barbara and I were talking about Mercedes, she showed me her giant truck. I look it up on the internet. I go to the website. Oh, this is fascinating. That doesn't show buyer intent for me. However, when Barbara is at a Mercedes-Benz dealership, her location is indicative of A, that she's a qualified buyer, B, that she may or may not have a Mercedes, so she could be susceptible to an ad or interested in an ad that says, "Hey, service your Mercedes-Benz at our dealership, or trade that Mercedes-Benz in for a newer one." So location is much more indicative of what we can do and what we would do, rather than what we're merely aspiring to do.
That makes a lot of sense because it requires me to invest energy and effort in order to be somewhere. And then it requires zero energy and zero effort to type something into a search on my phone. Like I
That's right.
literally don't even have to move any major muscle groups.
This is true. You can look up
I can just
anything.
say it. I don't
Doesn't
even
mean
have
you're
to
going to
move my
buy it.
phone.
Doesn't mean you're interested. It's maybe something that you're just curious of. That's all. Or maybe somebody else, just like Ernesto, was looking.
Yeah,
You never know.
fascinating stuff. And so, just one layer deeper on this, I can see the Mercedes application easily. I can see the physical location, co-working space easily. What would be some more kind of going out to if I'm not running a car dealership, but I'm running a more kind of traditional business? How would I use this kind of geofencing to bring in the right people, and where would I look? Where is the location that I would look for those people so that I understand their intent?
Okay. So Barbara and I happen to be pioneers in the field of the laundromat industry. And it's one of our largest verticals. And there are plenty of great laundromats. There's actually a giant laundromat just on the outside of Austin. But so not only do we draw geofences around competitor laundromats, but dollar stores, convenience stores, gas stations with convenience stores. Any place where people are, the post office, anywhere people are on the go, that you know, soccer fields, you know, moms and dads that need to get their kids' uniforms, you know, cleaned on a regular basis. But it even works for things like you know, we do a lot of tastings for Electrico Mezcal, so we'll target other, you know, tequila places, we'll you know, mezcal places, high-end lounges, and then we'll target them with ads to Taste Electrico, and then we'll measure the visit back to wherever we're doing our tasting event. But you know, you also mentioned before about keywords, something you might typed in, and I also had mentioned it. You know, cookies are going away, so it's, you know, geofencing is a great way to, as a business, remain competitive, keep your messaging out there, because we're merely targeting people based on their interests, based on location. But in addition to that, we go one level down. We can add geofencing with contextual data. So if I'm typing in I like a smoky mezcal into my browser, and it brings me to, say, a web page while I'm in a certain zip code, then those people too can be targeted with a location base because it's in a zip code, contextual base because they started typing in a smoky mezcal, and then we can then target them with interest-based ads as well.
Fascinating. And so you just opened something up here that I hadn't realized. This could this apply to a business that maybe doesn't have a concrete physical location, like an online business? Just because we're targeting somebody on their location doesn't mean we need to draw them into a physical location. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Sometimes you need to track an online conversion. So Barbara and I deal with this every day, where we had mentioned laundromats in this one instance. So you could we want to measure visits, but at the same time we want to convert people to not leave their home. We want them to, say, use DoorDash in our service to do pickup and delivery. So that is an online conversion. It started off where we captured a device based on their location, and then Barbara and I serve them an ad, and then our main interest of conversion was for them to sign up online or through DoorDash for pickup and delivery. So yes, you don't need a brick and mortar store. We could still capture devices, anonymize those devices, so we're not being creepy and being obtrusive. It's not like through other ad platforms where your phone's spying on you. It's nothing like that. You've already consented to use these apps if you want to know where the heck you're going. Right? If you want to know how to get to Codependent or to Trader Joe's in downtown Austin, you're going to consent to location services. So once you consent to location services, then we can send you ads that you would be interested in based on your location. And you don't need a brick and mortar store. We just start with location and then get more contextual as the need requires.
Fascinating. Barbara, anything to add to that?
One of the things I just want to mention before, because I don't know how much time we have, is definitely that we do a mobile foot traffic study before we even launch your campaign. And that is indicative of your behaviors. We know an hour before, an hour after for a whole year of a brick and mortar store. So it's amazing the technology that we have. And once we have that data, we already have a start of where we're going to draw those geofences and target those areas, whether it's your competition or whether it's the demographics that would go to your store. We even can do an ATM. It's crazy the technology that we have, but it's the foot traffic is one of our tools in our tool belt that helps us target the right customers for it, for your business.
I love that. And so where can we go if somebody is listening to this right now and they're thinking, gosh, this is makes a lot of sense. Where can we go to learn more about it and who's a good fit to really engage with you?
So it's CullariMedia.com, CullariMedia, MEDIA.com. Any brick and mortar store, any online store, we can handle it. It's just driving customers to whether it's your site or your brick and mortar store.
Awesome. Great. Well, hey, we're gonna wrap up from here. Ernesto, really quick, any kind of parting thoughts?
No, I just think location is so important. It's going to be the fu it's really the future is now, but it's growing the need now that cookies and things like that are going away. We live in an inflationary world, so rather than spending money guessing on what's going to work for advertising, geofencing definitely works. It's GPS based, it's GPS confirmed. And we love helping small businesses to medium-sized businesses grow.
And there are satellite verified in-store visits. Can't get any better than that.
Ernesto Caleri and Barbara Wardell, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much for joining us, sharing some wisdom about how you get things done and about how geofencing works. For those of you who want to engage and learn more about applying this in your business, you can go to CullariMedia.com. And whether you're on your own morning commute, you're in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And if your location services are turned on, Ernesto and Barbara are going to know exactly where you are. So they're watching you right now. And hey, one more
Mm-hmm.
time, if you need a quick injection of cash in your business so you can get momentum now, go to FactorOne.io. Let's talk about building your slingshot. And know this, you are Factor One for your own success. Now, let's get to work.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factorone.io. Once again, that's factorone.io. We'll see you next time.